Welcome back to Culture and Language Bridge, Language Lessons on KSUB. My name is Anne Hepfer. We just had a lesson in Mandarin. We're going to have another lesson in Chinese, but I don't think it's Mandarin. Take it away, Fox and Aaron.
Good morning, everyone. Ni hao. And this is mean hello in English. I think some of you have heard about this so many times. And my name is Aaron, and this is my partner.
Hi, I'm Fox. Nice to meet you today.
Ni hao means hello, and it's more polite, more than just say hi in China. And also, what we would like to do is sharing some interesting Chinese words in two pronunciation, both in Mandarin and Cantonese. And generally, we will teach how to pronounce and then analyze the tense and the sentence structure of two phrases. Don't worry. You may rest assured that I will try my best to help to learn it. Just take it easy. Okay, let's talk about the pronunciation and tones in Mandarin. Usually the Mandarin language called Pinyin has 21 consonants and 16 vowels. When you pronounce the spelling, there are four main tones, which is the top of Mandarin spelling in identified by an accent. To Cantonese, there has 20 consonant sounds, 12 vowels, and 10 digits per sound in the pronunciation. When spelling the Cantonese words, you need to know there are 8 different tones which raise, mend, or lower your voice. Well, the first phrase is called 我恭喜你发财, and in Cantonese is called 我恭喜你发财, and this is means to wish somebody very happy and be rich and be very excellent. Okay, let's repeat with me again. 我恭喜你发财, or Cantonese is 我恭喜你发财. In China, people use this very often, especially in Chinese New Year. For the young people, they say this to old people to wish them to have more achievement and successful in their business career. And also the old people say this to Chinese people, especially for the young kids, to wish them study and work hard. For these phrases, 我 as a subject is mean I, because in the Chinese we don't have a specific singular and plural of the subject or the object, so we just use 我 in here. It means I. And the verb 恭喜, or in Cantonese is 恭喜, it means wish. And also the object 发财, or 发财, it means somebody is rich or be excellent. Clear, this is a sentence structure is most in same in English. And we don't have a specific tense in the past, future, or present. And we just use this in whatever the situation is. We don't have the singular or plural. Okay, let's repeat with me again. It's called 我恭喜你发财. This is in Mandarin. And also in Cantonese is 我恭喜你发财. Remember this, just be cool to use this for Chinese people, whatever in the new year, when they have started a business, or you want to give your blessing or wish to them, just say this to them, 我恭喜你发财 in Cantonese, and also in Mandarin is 我恭喜你发财. Okay, thank you so much. And then we will move to my partner. Fox will give you another phrase.
Okay. Thank you for Alan. Now we talk about the second phrase. The second phrase is called 读书破万卷下笔如有声. This is a Mandarin and we talk Cantonese like 读书破万卷下笔如有声. Let me repeat it one more time. 读书破万卷下笔如有声. This is Cantonese. And in Mandarin is 读书破万卷下 bi ru you shen, which means through the reading, thousands of books can write fluently with the amazing level. This one is more common to encourage people to study hard when they are young. The pinyin of Chinese sounds similar as the English pronouns. The subject is du shu or dok shu, means reading the books. The word is po or po, which means breakthrough. The object is wan juan or man gun, means thousands of books. Xia bi ru you shen or ha bu yu you shen. Start with the subject xia bi, means handwriting. The word ru means seems like. Actually, the direct meaning of the object shen means God. But the people put the ability of the God to describe someone is very strong and talent when they have been studying thousands of the times. Okay, let me do the sum up. These two phrases are not too hard to say, but they are common sentence when you talk with the Chinese. 我恭喜你发财or 我恭喜你发财 is the appreciative expressions during the Lunar Chinese New Year. This means to wish to have the better life in the next coming years. Let me repeat it one more time. 我恭喜你发财. It is the Mandarin. 我恭喜你发财. This is the Cantonese. Okay, let's talk about the second one. 读书破万卷下笔如柔声哦读书破万卷下笔如柔声 This is the most encouraging proverb for the young people to hold them to get a brilliant future. And I will repeat it one more time. 读书破万卷下笔如柔声 In this is the Mandarin. 读书破万卷下笔如柔声 This is the Cantonese. These two sentence structure is the same as English too. However, the tense in Chinese is always one form whenever the event is in past, present, or future. And also, they do not have the singular and the plural. Thank you for your time. We wish everyone have enjoyed these two phrases and try to use them with other Chinese.
Thank you very much, Fox and Aaron. And we will take a short break and come back with another language lesson here on KSUB.